it's good to be saved. It's good to know Him. How many's got Jesus on your side? How many's got Him in your heart? Hallelujah to the Lord. We'll do a part two on what I had last week, and I titled it, Show Me Thy Way, Oh God. I want to go to heaven.
Yes.
We got to go God's way. Show me, Lord, thy way. Turn with me into Psalms 5 and 2. We'll start with two scriptures that I read last week, and we'll go from there. Psalms 5 and 2. David is a praying and crying out to the Lord. I want you to know that it matters if you pray.
It does.
Yes.
We have to pray.
Yes.
If we're going to stay, we're going to be saved, we're going to be blessed, we must pray.
Amen.
There's times that I need God more than I do at others. Oh, God. Psalms 5, 2. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. Brother Tim, we talked about that out on the street there. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. How many's desperate today?
Yes.
How many really wants God?
Yes.
Yeah.
And really needs Him?
Yes.
Yeah.
To my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I what?
Pray.
Pray. Look at verse 8. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make what?
Thy
way straight before my face. You may be seated. Look at the words David said. God, he was saying to God, I want to see your way so clear that I won't miss it. I don't want to miss this. Oh, have mercy sakes. Psalms 27 and 11. I'm laying a foundation. Teach me thy way. How many can say, I need God to teach me some things?
Amen.
I do. I want Him to show me, reveal to me what I need to know.
Yes.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. How many can say today with a sincere heart, I got to know that God is with me.
Yes.
Amen. I got to know it. I've got to feel it. And have that witness in my soul that I'm all right with God. I want His favor and I want His blessing. Third scripture I want to use. And Jabez, 1 Chronicles 4 and 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Read it. His brothers evidently didn't love God like Jabez did, wasn't interested that much in spiritual things like Jabez was. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Listen to his prayer, verse 10, 1 Chronicles 4 and 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, That's right there. It comes from the soul. It's a feeling of the soul. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from the evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now, in these three scriptures, listen to the prayers of the hearts of God's people. How many wants God with all of your whole heart today?
Yes.
I want to know Him, and I want to have Him. I want Him in my life. Between these three prayers, David was a saying, lead me. He was a saying to God, teach me. Jabez was a saying, God, I want you to bless me.
Yes.
And I want you to keep me. Sister Alice has made that statement over and over and over. He'll keep you if you want to be kept.
Yeah, yeah.
This coming April the 28th, 1974, I gave my heart to God. I'll be saved for 52 long years. And can I tell you, he's got keeping power. The Lord knows how to keep you. He knows them that trust in him. Ain't you glad of that today?
Yeah.
Can you raise your hand and say, God, lead me. Teach me, show me, bless me, oh God, I pray. I don't know about you, but I can't live one day without the Lord. I can't live it on my own. Praise God forever. How many can say with me today, with all my heart, God, I want to go your way.
Amen.
I want to know your way.
Yes.
I want to know it. It's the best way, and it's the safest way you can ever live.
Right.
Whew. I want to walk in his way. It's a true way that leads to everlasting life. It's chosen by God. That'll lead you to a beautiful heaven and eternal rest for your soul. Listen, heaven is the place where the soul of the saved and the redeemed go when they die and leave this world. Oh God, there's only two places where the departed spirits of men and women go after this life. Listen now, they are both eternal. The Bible says there's a heaven. I know that. The Bible says there is also a hell. And I've always been taught and raised that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. How many could say, I've got to find the way, Brother Tommy?
Come on.
I've got to be in the way and to know the way. You'll know it. You'll know it when you're in God's way. You will feel that witness down deep inside. There's a hell. I want you to know that there's two powerful spiritual forces at work in this world.
Yes.
You got God and good. You got the devil and evil. Which one will you listen to and serve? You got love and you got hate. Just look at the picture of the world scene, Brother Tim, over overseas right now. 90 million population in Iran and a Muslim religion. I'm glad I'm in the way today.
Yes.
And know God. If there's a true, there is a false.
Right.
There is a true and a living God. Listen to me, but there is a real enemy of man, the devil, Satan, the adversary. Jesus called him Satan, a thief who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus called him a liar and a father of lies. How many has ever had him to lie to you? He does his best lying when he sits right on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
He does. Oh, God of heaven. He'll whisper to you all kind of things. He'll try to lie to you, deceive you, discourage you. Listen now, and with his influence to pull you away from God, pull you away from holy things, pull you away from the Lord. You got an enemy. You got an enemy. Teach me, God. Lead me and keep me. He's the arch deceiver. He'll try to get you to go astray out of God's way. He does not want you to serve the Lord and go to heaven. James Rowe in 19 and 20 wrote the gospel song, There's Just One Way. W-A-Y, I'm dealing with a way. There is just one way to the pearly gate. There are many paths through this world of sin. but there's only one I shall travel in. 'Tis the old crossroad or the way cold straight. There's just one way to the pearly gate.
There's just one way.
Sing it.
There's just one way to the pearly gate.
To the pearly gate.
To the crown of life.
To the crown of life.
And the friends who
wait.
It's the old crossroad.
It's the old crossroad.
All the way cold straight.
All the way cold straight.
There's just one way.
There's just one way to the pearly gate. Can you remember that day and that hour or that night that you gave your heart to God and He spoke peace to your soul? Can you remember the moment that He came in your life and you knew it and you felt it? Praise God.
No.
Teacher, how do I get to heaven? I know this is elementary teaching. Jesus said, I am what?
The way.
The way.
The truth.
And the life. Had you got Him? Do you know Him? Hey, God, are you following the Lord today? Are you in the middle of His way? Are you walking in His way?
Come on.
Children, God's got a way so good. And when you love in Him and serve in Him, there will be a peace and a joy down deep inside. You won't worry or be afraid when it comes your time to die.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord. There are blessings if you'll walk God's way. Oh, Lord. Matthew 7 and 13 says, Jesus speaking, enter ye in at the straight gate. Can anybody tell me what a straight is here? Straight gate. What is it, Brother Dan?
Narrow gate.
It sounds like you gotta want it.
Yes.
Sounds to me like you gotta be able to look it for it and want it. Man, I want to go God's way. If I can get to where He's at, that's all that matters to me. If I can get right where He's at.
Right.
The world don't want it. Come on. They're full of their pleasures and their entertainments. But I want it.
Yes.
I said, I want it. God ain't never done me nothing but good. Give me my wife over in the house. Hallelujah. He's done me nothing but good ever since that I've been living for Him and serving Him. It's meant for you to find it.
Yeah.
Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. He's telling us that the gate is there. And you can find it when you're searching with all of your heart. Can I tell you today, Jesus wants you to enter into His gate. Hallelujah to God. There's blessings inside the gate. I said there is blessings inside walking with God.
Yes.
Shoot. Holy Lord. He said, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. The highway to hell, it's a wide road. God, Holy Lord, you can go as fast as you want to on the highway to hell. You can try to fulfill your cup and your desires and do anything you want and go your way on the highway to hell. But somewhere along the line, Jesus would put a cross in your way. I said, He'll go before you. Somewhere there is no excuse with anybody and not knowing God and God giving them a chance. Are you listening? Somewhere along life's pathway, you're going to run into a cross with the Lamb of God stretched out on it, nails through his hands and through his feet. Hallelujah, bleeding and saying, I died for you. And if you go past this cross, there is no hope beyond the cross. Can I tell you in this service today, I'm glad in 1974 on a Sunday night between 7 p.m. and 8, I made my way out of a drug addict with rock music and the whole nine yards. I made my way to an altar. There was a bloody cross with God's beloved Son hanging on it. And I knelt on my knees and I said, God, I said, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you will help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I knelt at the feet of Jesus. I knelt beneath that old rugged cross. Raise your hand and say, thank God for the crimson stream of the royal blood of God. God's Son, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of this world. It flowed over me, and it washed me, and it cleansed me. Give me my praise in the house.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you been to the cross? Have you been to Mount Calvary? My life ain't never been the same since I knelt that night. Hallelujah. I tell you, son, I've had my ups. I've had my downs. I've had my time that I failed him. But he's never, ever failed me. And he never left me. And he never walked away. He never turned his back on me. But I'm not telling you, there's still power in the blood of the Lamb. You can come to Jesus and he'll forgive and he'll wash, he'll cleanse, he'll renew, he'll restore, he'll revive, he'll change you inside and out.
Glory.
Oh God.
Enter. Enter. God wants you completely in.
Amen.
Man, I feel right real good. You want you all the way in.
Yeah.
Jesus is saying today, I'm a calling for souls. Yes. I'm a calling for the lost. I'm a calling for the backslider. Enter, enter, enter. Come on. My arms are wide open. Holy Lord. Enter. Yes. Jesus, do you want me? Yes, I want you. Can I come to you, Jesus? Come, son. No matter what kind of shape I'm in, Jesus has said, come on, son.
Right.
No matter how long, how many years I went without you, no matter how many times I failed you, no matter how unworthy that I feel, God, come. Come. And I'm glad that I brought it all to God. I'm glad that I entered into that door. How many can say, I'm glad that I'm inside, Brother Tommy. And I never ever want to look back. Raise your little hand. Thank God the devil had me and he owned me and he ruled me for 20 long years. But he don't own me tonight. Hey Lord, the chains have been broken and the fetters removed. And I've been set free by the holy blood of the Lamb. Hey, give him a hand clap in the house. He's just as real unto you as you want him to be. He's a said, come unto me and enter in, and you'll find rest for your soul.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I know I'm supposed to be teaching. Great day in the morning. Son, it's hard to teach up here. Brother Ron says he teaches and he preaches all the same message. Oh God, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus is saying, enter. Come on, enter. He's calling. He wants you to get in this good way. I'm not talking about a good way to heaven. So that you'll miss hell. Somebody write fast. Give me Jeremiah 6:16, and when you get it, read it. Whoever's the first one to get it. Jeremiah 6:16. Listen now. God is crying out. He's a calling to the people in Jeremiah's day, a backslidden, wayward nation. This prayer, this cry from God was 2,600 years ago. And if God was a calling and a crying then, He's calling and a crying now. Go ahead.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. They said, we will not walk therein.
Can I tell us all today that there'll come a time that if you want this bad enough, you're going to have to sacrifice and give up your selfish ways and what you want and say, Jesus, I need to go your way. Pull me your way, God.
Right.
Come on. The good way. I'm talking about a good way. What God was saying here, Brother Tim, there's a lot of ways. There are a lot of paths in life. So stand, Israel. Stand by the roads and look at them all around. And when you do, ask for that old path, that good path that'll lead you to heaven, and walk in it. Stay in it. And He'll lead you to eternal happiness. Oh, God. How many today is glad you're saved?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're glad that you got a better place to go. God brought me out of the world's path. And He brought me off of that wide road to destruction. I can tell you from my heart, I know, Brother Ron, I know that I had one foot in hell. And the other one was slipping in when God saved me. The drugs and a suicide spirit just about took me out. And I shudder to think where I'd be without Mom and Dad's prayers and Jesus coming to my rescue and saving me. Listen, I know you hardly ever hear this taught or preached anymore, but it's needful. Hell is no joke.
That's right. Amen.
It's not a figment of the imagination. It is not a myth. Hell is a real place of eternal burning flames. God does not want one soul to go there. This is the reason Jesus died. This is the reason that He came. He took our place and shed His blood for all of our sins to save us from that awful place. Look around you, children. This world is a broken mess. Millions are lost.
Yeah.
And they're heading into eternity without Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 13, at the end of the age, that He shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all the things that offend, and them which do iniquity. They'll gather the tares, which are the unsaved, the ungodly, and will cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus Himself tells about a rich man. Jesus, in Revelation 20, calls hell a bottomless pit. Satan will be cast there. So will every unbeliever that has rejected Jesus. In hell, when people go, they will have the feeling and the sensation of falling and feeling like they're falling and they're sinking and they're eternally going down in the flames of a literal burning hell. He said it's a place of outer darkness. Oh God. I mean, you can say, I'm glad Jesus saved me. And I don't have to go to that awful place of torment. Hey, Lord. Christina, my daddy told me many times, a man that loved God, a good Christian man, he said, honey, it's a way of talk. He said, honey, he said it would be bad enough. He said for somebody to go into hell and it would only last 100 years. He said, but it's different. He said, when you go into hell, he said, it's forever, and the smoke of the devil and the false prophet and the angels and the unsaved and the smoke of their torment shall arise up forever and forever. There's no getting out of it. It is eternal. There's no time. There's no clock. Hey, Lord, in hell, it ain't nothing but flames where people weep. Why do they weep? It's because they regret that they had an opportunity to come to Jesus and to get saved, and they let it pass them by. Altar call after altar call, God has dealt, and they turned the shoulder and they walked away and they wanted the world more. Oh God, what is the weeping? It's over opportunities that people had, and they're living with regret through all out of eternity. I'm in this place and I can't get out of it. What is the gnashing of teeth? Ask the rich man. He cried and looked across a great gulf and saw Lazarus, a poor man, and he lived in Abraham's bosom in a place of paradise. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy upon me and send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
How many's in the way today? How many's in God's way today? How many's fully in? How many got in all the way? How many entered the gate? You didn't put one foot in it, but you got both of them in it. Hallelujah!
The gnashing of teeth is regret. Our pastor, Brother Ron, in August the 20th, in 1995, 31 years ago, wrote a poem, and I want him to take his time and stand up here and read this loud and clear. My eyes were open in a place I saw no light in no one's face. I felt that I was falling down, but never once could touch the ground. I felt the flames from deep below. They seemed to burn my very soul, begging, pleading desperately for someone who could rescue me. From the bowels of hell I cried, still I hear not one reply. For with my efforts to be free, for not one exit could I see. In my pain I struggled sore, then found the flames engulfed me more. Farther, farther, deeper still, tossed with waves of fire so real. My hands and feet were firmly bound, in the darkness hearing sounds. Screams of terror, screams of pain, other people in the flame. I prayed
prayed and prayed so hopelessly, but there was none to hear my plea. In my mind it came the thought, for I had died not saved but lost. For the prayer I could have prayed should have been before the grave. Then I recalled the times at church when my heart God's word did search, but never once would bow the knee, even though God dealt with me. I thought that hell could never be. Such a place was make-believe. But now I know this place is real, for all the flames of hell I feel. I beg if one could hear my voice, turn from your sin, make God your choice. For on the cross the Savior died, for he became our sacrifice. And in his name, if we believe, from our sins would be set free. For it's not too late for you. It all depends on what you do. For if you call on Jesus now, before you're lowered in the ground, for it is by God's saving grace, the only way you'll miss this place.
Holy, holy, raise your hands in the air. Holy
God,
I've got to know that I'm in the way, that I'm walking in God's way.
Yes.
I gotta know that I've entered in. Holy Lord. God's a calling. God's a calling. Enter. Get all the way in. Draw near to me, children. Draw nigh to me. Serve me with all of your heart. Tell us again, Psalmist David. Teach me thy way, O God, for I cry unto thee. Lead me in a plain path, a path that I can see and know. Make thy way straight before my face. Bless me, O God. Keep me, as Jabez said. Keep me from all evil. Holy God. If you're not where God wants you, in the spirit realm,
Jesus.
If you're not where you used to be, and you walk closer at that time than you do now, God's saying it's time to come back.
Yes.
And get all the way in.
Yes.
Get all the way in. Oh God, oh God, I feel the shortness of time. Time is a running out. Time is a running out. And honest to goodness, if you could call people back from that awful place, they would tell you, if I had my life to live it over, I'd change some things.
Come on.
I would do different. I'd serve God with all of my heart if I had my life to live over. Phew, Lord. Oh, God.
Do you all feel a seriousness here?
Yes.
Oh, it's in times like this when the Spirit of God deals and you can feel a settling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time of meditating on God, of contemplating and thinking where you're at.
Oh, God.
Thinking, where do you stand with the Lord? Insurance and blessed assurance.
Come on.
How many out here today in this church has got insurance on your home and your automobile?
Yeah. It's a must.
Man, I tell you, I wouldn't want to get on the road nowadays without insurance, car insurance. You got a lot of maniacs and crazy people out there. So have you in the spirit realm. I want some insurance. Oh, Lord. There's a peace that you have if something bad happens to your car and it's damaged, it's been hurt. You know, you have a policy that you're covered. If your home has been hit by natural disaster, can I tell everybody, the winds of opposition in this age and this generation from the evil dark forces of hell is blowing like it's never blowed before.
Amen.
It's a blowing. People plumb off in their foundations if they don't have God.
Come on.
Have you got insurance? Natural disasters. Things like this happen, your insurance will cover you. I want to ask you, do you have insurance on your soul? Do you know you are all right with God? You're completely serving Him and walking in His way. Listen to this. A dear mother who was a Christian, she always took her little boy Faithful to church every Sunday. She kept trying to get her husband to go with her and her son. Dad, will you go to church with us? Your little boys want you to go. Will you go to church? He kept making excuses and would not go with her. A long time passed, sitting at the supper table one evening, the little boy said, Daddy? He said, yes, son. Mommy said that you got insurance on your home. Our home, your home. Mm-hmm. He said, yes, honey, I do. Mommy said that you got insurance on our automobile too. Why, yes, honey, I do. I do. She said that you also got insurance on our property and everything we own. He said, son, I sure do. We're all covered. It was quiet for a second or two. The little boy spoke up and said, but Daddy, mm-hmm. Mommy said that you don't have insurance on your soul. Oh, God. I told somebody yesterday, honest, if I could wrap my arm around every precious soul in this world, I would do it and save them. I can't do it. Oh, God. Oh, God. How many's in the way today?
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
I'm a walking in it, son. I'm a walking in it. I've got that blessed assurance. I got a big insurance on my policy on me that if I just keel over, Jesus takes me to heaven.
Nope.
Before this service is out, I might drop this phone or this microphone and I'd be called out of here. She'll be covered for a long time. Oh, God. I got insurance on my car. Somebody runs into me and treats me real, real bad. I'm covered by the blood. Raise your hand. I'm covered, Brother Tommy. I'm covered by the blood.
That's it.
Number. I've been dinged. I've been banged. I've been dented. I've been blowed over. I've been stomped on. Felt like sometime been knocked out of the ballpark, just over the fence. What are you going to do now, Tommy? I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. You might knock me down, but you can't take me out. Raise your hand and let him praise him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Lord.
Yes.
Have you got insurance on your soul? You took out a policy on your whole life heart, soul, and body, that now you're covered by the blood of the Lamb. You see, there's just something about being covered by the blood. You've been to Calvary. You knelt broken at the foot of the cross. You repented of your sins. You gave your heart to Jesus. His blood washed all the wrongs and the sins away. Now you're saved, been forgiven. And now as a result, there's peace deep inside of you that you know that you belong to the Lord. Listen, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. There's a consolation in your heart that when you stand before God at the judgment, He'll look in His book and say, "You're covered." Woo-hoo! You're my child. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord. I'm covered. How many can say, "I'm covered by the blood"? I've been redeemed. Saved and sanctified I have. Hallelujah to the Lord. How many now wants to walk with God?
Yes, amen.
That's right. Walk in His way. Teach me.
Amen.
Guide me. Keep me, Lord, in that straight and narrow way. Show me the way, Lord.